Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Four people were shot, including three teenagers, aboard a SEPTA bus in Brewerytown early last night. It happened around 6 on the Route 15 bus as it crossed the intersection of 33rd Street and Girard Avenue near the zoo. Philadelphia Police Inspector D.F. Pace says it happened after a man confronted a group of teens toward the back of the bus, then pulled out a gun and started firing. One of the teenagers was 14 and the other two were 16.
One was shot in the back, one was shot in the hand, and one was shot in the foot. All three, however, are in stable condition at this time.
Police say the other victim was a 39-year-old woman who was grazed by a bullet and that there were 30 other shells.
There are 10 shell casings on the bus that we have found thus far.
One of the passengers on the bus, Dasha Sukova, who spoke to NBC 10, said she was shocked by the shooting.
You never think about those things, yeah, you know, because it sounds like something impossible that it won't happen exactly to you, and I don't want to think about it, to be honest.
Police are still looking for the person who fired the shots. They're working with SEPTA to review security footage from the bus. Well, tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary of the fatal Amtrak derailment in Port Richmond. KYW's Mike DiNardo spoke with one of the survivors whose world was changed forever.
Chef Eli Culp was in the second car on Amtrak train 188 headed to New York. He had just done some texting and closed his eyes when he felt the speeding train veer to the right.
It catapulted me in the air.
Eight of his fellow passengers died, and in a split second, Culp's life would never be the same.
I turned about 45 degrees in the air, and my neck basically hit square on the luggage rack.
Culp, a celebrated chef at Philadelphia's Fork restaurant, who was named Food & Wine's Best New Chef in 2014, was suddenly paralyzed.
It felt like as if somebody had turned their amp up to like 10 on an electric guitar and just like hit all the chords at once. And it was like, it was a sound and feeling that went through my body that I'll never forget.
Now 47, Culp has found that sense of purpose through his Chef Radio and Delicious City Philly podcasts. Culp isn't bitter about the turn his life took. He simply believes he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Fire officials say two bodies were recovered from a house that exploded overnight on a quiet neighborhood street in Washington Township, Gloucester County. Fire crews say they first got to the scene at the intersection of Orion Way and Tranquility Court around 2 in the morning to find the house engulfed in flames. By sunrise, as the flames were put out, there was just a charred shell of what was once a house. It is then when officials say crews found the bodies. Neither has been identified. Authorities say two homes were also damaged by the explosion. An investigation remains ongoing. Mural Arts Philadelphia has partnered with the Foreman Arts Initiative and the Office of Immigration Affairs for a powerful new installment at Love Park. One catch: you can only see it after the sun goes down. Here's KYW's Sharad A. Howard.
So where are we?
We are in Love Park's Visitor Center, often referred to as the Flying Saucer, 360-degree circular building that we are very excited to present our new project, The Philadelphians, in.
That's Philadelphia-based artist Nadia Hironaka, one half of Hironaka and Sub, Matthew Sub, that is, who explained the mural isn't a mural at all and can only be seen from dusk until 2 a.m.
It's a multi-channel film installation. Six projectors that ring the building.
Together, they created the new projected art installation celebrating Philly's vibrant immigrant communities.
10 portraits show Philadelphians from all over the city. Some are recently arrived immigrants and refugees from Afghanistan, Mexico, and some, they're generations deep in Philadelphia.
And they hope their message is unifying in the current political climate.
It's a very difficult time now in terms of the federal policy for immigrants. And one of the things that we wanted to do was to project the values of the Office of Immigrant Affairs and of Philadelphians at large.
Sharad A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Why Love Park? Because they say it's the embodiment of Philly's nickname, the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.